Sahanavavatu, sahanopunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahe, tejasvinavadidamastu, mavidvishavahe. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Hari Om. Namaste and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Alexandra Savitri Amba, director of the American Reiki Academy and the Vedic Healing Center. I'm a Reiki master, Vedic healing master, feng shui teacher, and spiritual life coach. I've practiced and taught spiritual self-development and healing for more than 30 years, led pilgrimages to India, and studied with blessed Indian gurus. In this show, we cover topics related to metaphysics, Reiki, Vedic healing, feng shui, yoga, and spiritual growth based upon my studies and work in these disciplines. The aim of this show is to help you awaken, develop, and tap into your spiritual power in order to enhance your life and help you create happiness, well-being, peace, love, and productivity so you may blossom into the highest version of you. Welcome to today's episode, which is entitled Never Give Up on Your Dreams. Do you sometimes feel like giving up on your dreams? I believe this is a sentiment that all of us feel at some point, and especially when energies around us kind of bring us down or feel oppressive. And today I was thinking about how often we allow our dreams to be defeated, kind of swept under the rug, forgotten. And that thought made me sad, but it also inspired me to persevere and also, of course, to help others. And that's always the aim of these spiritual teachings, is to help other people, to help ourselves, and to help those around us. So I'd like you to think about this as we talk today about how the spiritual practice can help us not only not give up on our dreams, shall we say, hold on to the dreams, but also manifest the dreams. So not just keeping them out in the future where they don't ever come to fruition, but actually putting some attention on bringing them into the physical space. So do you feel like you have a special dream, something that you focus upon when you are alone, and inside you ask yourself, is this ever going to happen? Is this ever going to come true? Perhaps it's a unique skill of yours that you have never fully released into the world. Perhaps it is something, some dream that is very big, which hasn't happened for you. For instance, like making a big career shift or finding your life partner. Or maybe you have just decided to forget everything and you are just not at all adept at manifesting. And you have forgotten that you are a creator. And as a creator, you can manifest and draw to you whatever it is you desire. So before you give up, I'd like to challenge you to just listen to these words with an open mind, and hopefully something I say will trigger a change so that you actually pursue that dream and move it from the future to your present space. So a lot of times I think we give up right as we're making extreme progress or when we're at a turning point in our lives. It's as if we ask for a prayer to be fulfilled and the universe hears us and sends help. And then we retreat. We back up and we freeze. Or we convince ourselves that, oh, the timing isn't right, or for some reason we're not ready, or we need to do more research. We make up some excuse that prevents the fulfillment of that prayer, of that dream. It's as if we ask the universe for help, the universe sends help, and then we say, oh, no, thank you. So usually this phenomenon stems from fear, because we know on some level that we are about to step into something new, and new is different, and different is potentially scary. And especially if the dream has to do with something quite important in our lives, then the fear seems to be more menacing. And I would say one thing is for sure, either consciously or unconsciously, this fear exists in everyone. So when change is coming, we start to wonder if we will be able to handle the new experience, because the old way is familiar to us. And even when we know the old way is not what we want anymore. So our current existence is like a comfortable sweater or a comfortable pair of pajamas that we have, and we put those on out of familiarity. And we know they are stretched out or kind of unattractive, but they feel comforting, even when, let's say, the sweater has a few holes in it, but we don't dare discard this sweater because it has been a comforting, nurturing garment for us. It protects us. But what if the universe has an even better set of clothing waiting for you? Much more stylish, much more attractive, much more suited to you. If we can only let go of those garments that need to be discarded. So in the process of releasing the old and creating something new, we never have all the answers, and we shouldn't have all the answers, but we can at least be open to change. Just like when we were children, you see, children are so brave often, fearless, and full of exuberance. Otherwise, life just goes on the same way, and we never get to expand and grow to the extent that we could if we don't release what is not serving us. And if we're lucky, I would say we discover a spiritual path, and this path saves us by lifting us up, by giving us courage, and by helping us create, draw to us, and manifest the outcomes we desire. So just to conclude this little kind of introduction here, if the old conditions in our lives are not serving us in the highest manner that they could, then we are actually suffering on some level. And the divine energy did not send us here to suffer. We are here to enjoy this human experience where we will encounter obstacles, problems, challenges, but suffering is not in alignment with the divine, because the divine is pure light and wants us to remember and reclaim that light for ourselves. So today, let me give you and us, all of us, because I'm always talking to myself as well, some tips for manifesting our dreams. These are just tips that have worked for me over the years, and I hope they will be helpful for you. The first thing is to write on paper what you would like to create. It's not enough for the ideas to just exist in your head. There they kind of just swim around and just move around, and or maybe don't move around, just kind of sit there in your head. But they have to come onto the physical plane at some point. And this means moving from being a thought and an idea to being written down or spoken aloud, and finally to be acted upon. So writing on paper what you would like to create is the first tip. Number two is to keep what I call a manifestation journal. So it's a way of requesting the universe to fulfill your dreams, to help your dreams. And in this process, we understand we can do things alone, but never to the extent that we can with the assistance of the divine creative energy. So write what you want, when you want it, and it's like you are giving the universe requests. Yes, if you are ordering at a restaurant, you are saying, these are the things I would like. The third tip is write down then what steps you need to take to make this happen. And this I usually write down in a prominent place where I can see these things. It might be on my to-do list, which I have every day in front of me on my desk, or it might be on small slips of paper that I, the post-it notes that I put around my desk, or it could be on your refrigerator. That's a wonderful place because you can use those wipe erase the boards and have that prominently displayed so you can clearly see all the action steps you need to take. The fourth tip is to notice if you feel a bit of discomfort when you are trying to manifest something, and where is that lodged in your body? So if you know Reiki, put Reiki on that area. If you don't know Reiki, or even if you do, you can also visualize the discomfort releasing. When fear or resistance comes up, ask yourself, what does it look like? Why is it there? And then listen to the answers. You can also release that discomfort. I said you could release it through visualizing it, but you can also release it through sound vibration, through sacred sound. That's one of the reasons we chant. It moves energy. The chanting moves energy in your energy field. So you might go into your meditation space and be troubled by something, some problem in your life. And then as you start chanting, that problem, it's not that it goes away, that the situation goes away, but the problem has less of a hold on you. There's less weight to it. It just doesn't seem as difficult. And the sacred sounds just kind of wash over any negativity so that everything is something that you can handle. You will even notice your voice changing as you start chanting. If you're upset about something, you might start chanting and your voice seems kind of frail and meek, low. Your energy seems low. And as you start chanting and you get into the chanting, the sound changes. It changes your energy field, and you feel the strength in your being through sacred sound. It's such an incredible practice. So the fifth tip for manifesting your desires is to then read your requests to the universe aloud and read them daily. So I like to do this, to state them out loud. And I believe in one of the podcasts, or maybe it was in my newsletter, I said to use the statement, I am. So you can preface your dreams with, or your manifestations, your projects you're working on with, I am now attracting to me. I am pulling this situation into my life. Whatever verb you want to put is fine, but start with I am. The sixth tip is to make use of pristine times of the day, such as the very early morning or evening hours. So the energies are different, as we've spoken about before, at different times of the day. We have the early morning hours of creation, and those that energy is so pure and powerful, really early in the morning, about an hour and a half before sunrise. So it depends on the time of the year, but 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., really early. Make use of those very special hours. And as you get more into your spiritual practice, you will feel and sense how incredibly powerful this time of day is. And then you will start to arrange your life so that you can get up that early and tap into that energy. I've heard many people who write prolifically say that they write in the early morning hours. I love to write also, but I would say before that writing, you start with your spiritual practice, your meditation, your chanting, your turning within, because then anything you produce, your writing or whatever project you're working on in those early morning hours, becomes divinely inspired and flows much better. And then we have also the evening hours as the sun sets. So we have creation, sustenance during the day when everything is being sustained and held and perpetuated. And then we have the hours in the evening when all the energies wind down, and that is also a very pristine time to review what you have done during the day and to give thanks, to close out the day by giving thanks for what you have created, what the universe has brought you during the day, and acknowledge all the movement that has taken place. So the seventh tip I'd like to give you for today is to set up and use your meditation space, not only for praying or meditating, but also for listening. Really gaze at the figures you may have put on your altar or in your meditation space, whether they're pictures of saints or gurus or deities, and listen. Take some time to listen, to hear what these beings are trying to communicate to you, to really understand that this is a dialogue. These beings are real, and we're not just sitting in front of a statue or sitting in front of a picture. The picture is a representation. The photograph of the guru is a representation of that being. And that being exists as spirit, whether the being is alive in a body or no longer in a body. But that being is real. And if he or she is guiding you, then he or she has messages for you, has wisdom for you. So it is up to us to listen and tune in to that communion, that conversation. And as we, again, as we develop ourselves spiritually, these ideas about extrasensory perceptions are very real. So our clairvoyance, our clairaudience, our clairsentience, these skills open up, and it is not uncommon to hear a message or see a vision or see an energy form or feel a presence. And these are real, and they're wonderful, they're amazing, and they give us validation of the interconnectedness between the worlds, this physical world and the metaphysical world beyond this physical plane. And the last tip for today, number 8, is to trust and release. Trust and release your dreams. So you put them out to the universe and you do all the action steps you need to take, and then you trust and release them, knowing that the universe is taking care of your requests. So if you have these dreams and you keep them inside of you, then they remain inside of you. But as you start expressing them in the world and interacting with the divine as well, you become so able to draw these dreams into your space, have them really come true, have them happen. I've spent now 3 decades studying and applying many different healing, self-growth, and metaphysical techniques, and working with gurus and teachers from India. And I want to say that today I enjoy daily feelings of peace, balance, happiness, and insights that occur consistently. So what I've learned is that no matter what the situation, the one cure for anything that is troubling us can be found in these spiritual healing methods, in this practice of manifestation, of working with divine energy and co-creating. So if your mind is bothered, then I urge you to turn to your spiritual practice. If your health is amiss, inquire within. If your emotions are all over the place, then look within. Quiet everything down and go within. The ancient seers, the mystics who have gone before us, have explored and broken through their own limitations so that they could then offer to us these tools and shine a light, show us the path out of the darkness. So it's as if we have asked, the universe has brought us answers, and we would really be foolish to keep trying on our own. So I urge everyone listening to just connect with the lineage of seekers who have gone before us, and to understand that your dreams are there for a reason within you. One time, my guru said to me, if everything is divinity, what makes you think that your desires are not part and parcel of the divine energy as well? From where do you think those desires have come? He said. From where do you think those desires have come? They've come from the divine energy within. And so it is almost as if it is our duty, our responsibility to express, to bring forth those desires and make them real. If we do not express them, we're doing a disservice to the divine. And that's a shame. So I urge you to not give up on your dreams, to know that they are there for a reason, that it is your responsibility to bring them forth into the world, and to use metaphysical techniques, to use spiritual healing techniques in order to help strengthen your desires and give you the hope, the insights, the energy, the strength to make your dreams come true. And it is all really possible. Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Peace Peace Peace. Om Sai Ram Jai Guruji. Om Amriteshwariye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Om Namah Shivaya.